This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. You should know that every corner of North Dakota, and I mean every corner, every school, every road, every bridge, every water project is touched by oil and gas in North Dakota, the oil and gas industry. And what I mean by that is with the development that happens, it funds all of those things. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org, ndpetroleum.org, North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, Advancing the Possibilities. At the bottom of this hour, we will have a conversation with Dinesh D'Souza on the movie 2,000 Mules. You do not, I repeat, you do not want to miss that, okay? Texter says, Scott, will Dr. McCullough and Fargo event be live streamed? It will not. It will be available on video later, but we'd rather you be there. You know what? Sometimes you just got to say, I'm doing this. I'm doing this. And Dr. Peter McCullough is the kind of expert and expertise. You're going to see a clip here on TV, a thing here or there. How many people have actually watched the Joe Rogan podcast with him? Still just blows my mind because it was 3 hours long and hundreds of millions of people have watched it. But to get it in the setting where he's there and you have a chance for Q&A, and by the way, it's not just him, as he told us on the program yesterday. You've got Chris Kobach, who is, you know, a warrior on how we go to battle on these things from a legal standpoint. One, in standing down the OSHA order for the vaccine mandate for North Dakota businesses at the Supreme Court. He'll be there. He's an attorney general candidate in Kansas. And someone very instrumental in the Trump world was almost Department of Homeland Security Secretary. And then one time Senate candidate, too. And then also Kim Witzig will be there. And this is the, you know, have you ever seen these drugs that say, be very careful when you take these because suicide could be caused by them?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Have you seen this, guys? You see this actually in a fair amount of drugs out there, or you see it on
side effects are worse than the
television ads.
Yeah.
But there are certain drugs that make you more likely to commit suicide. Yep. Her husband committed suicide.
Yeah.
And because of her efforts as a warrior for drug safety, guess what? You now have that label. It didn't happen before. It wasn't on the drug her husband took, who had a little bit of a, you know, kind of a, I guess, a mild depression. And they said, don't go on this. And boom, he kills himself. So facts. Facts are really important in all this. And you ought to gather the facts. You ought to talk to people you trust. You ought to get a second opinion. And we're going to get a second opinion. So it'll be very interesting. So join us Friday night. For details, go to ndcan.org, ndcan.org. All the tickets are there and everything else. So, all right, let's go back to class. I'm ready for this. Scott left. Scott is the academic coordinator for the Mary College at Arizona State University. And he is a professor for a class, The Pursuit of Happiness. Professor, welcome to the program. How are you?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I say Leffer, some say Lefour. Who's saying it right?
We say LaFour, but there's a lot of lepers, so it's not your fault.
All right. Well, I just want to say it right. You say it, so I want your dad calling me later today saying, "Hey, Hannon, get it right."
Sure.
Yeah, Scott LaFour is, as I said, academic coordinator. This is really extraordinary, and I want to start quickly before we get into the class, explaining for our audience. Just give me the cliff notes on how it is that the University of Mary has a Mary College at a publicly funded institution in Arizona that allows my daughter, who's a student there, to go to your Pursuit of Happiness class rather than some woke ASU class. How is that?
Right. It's incredible. So the Mary College at ASU, it's an academic partnership between the University of Mary and Arizona State University. So, I mean, I think it says a lot about Arizona State that they're willing to form this partnership with a Catholic university and say, you know, come in here and teach these Catholic Christian courses and offer this worldview, and we're going to accept these courses as fulfilling our degree requirements. And so we offer courses to students of ASU. As you mentioned, your daughter, I taught your daughter in the fall. She's a student of ASU, and she was able to take these courses, and they counted towards her degree. And at the same time, students from the University of Mary are able to come down to ASU for a semester. Because, you know, ASU is a big place, and there's a lot of good things happening at ASU. And so through this partnership, students from both universities get kind of the benefits or the best of both worlds.
It's really incredible. It's one of the many reasons why we love the University of Mary. It is just an incredible place. So nimble, so innovative, great leaders. By the way, big news from the University of Mary today. I don't know if you saw this, Todd, but the University of Mary is launching an online elementary education degree.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is designed strictly to address the critical shortage across America and help rural communities survive. So think about that. Pretty phenomenal that they're doing that. And very necessary, not only here, but everywhere. I'm sure education leaders will be jumping up and down everywhere on that. So when students come in to the Pursuit of Happiness class, walk me through what they learn. Just take me to class.
Right, yeah. I'll give you the kind of Cliff Notes outline. So the point of the course is to look at the shared desire that all humans have. Like, we all have this desire to be happy. When we're arranging our lives, we're searching out happiness. I think most of us call it happiness. Sometimes we use other words, but we're all looking for fulfillment. And so in this course, we trace that question through kind of the Western tradition. So starting with the Greeks and then moving through, you know, Christian and Catholic thought to say, what is human happiness? And this thing that we're all desiring, like, what are some of the best answers that have been given as to how we can attain it? And if you go back far enough, if we go back all the way to the Greeks, again, who kind of founded Western civilization, we see two questions that they treat as the same, and I think we treat as different. And the two questions are this: what does it mean to live a morally good life, and what does it mean to live a happy life? Right? If you go back far enough, they would have viewed those as the same question, and I think we view those as different questions. Because they recognized, and again, this was a recognition that existed until a few centuries ago, they recognized that true human happiness isn't just an emotion. It's not just a set of good travel experiences, although those are all good things. But instead, it's like flourishing humanity. So to be happy means to be flourishing. Because they recognize that the human person is complex, right? We have emotions, we have an intellect, we have will. And they said, how do we arrive at a human life where your emotions, you know, you're experiencing good emotions, but they're also rightly ordered. You know, you're not kind of on this constant roller coaster. Where your intellect is insightful and is clear, you know, you're not kind of getting lost in some of these word games that, you know, I think we see a lot of word games today. Your will is firm, but it's able to adapt. And so they had this vision of this flourishing human person where all of your capacities are brought to life. You're healthy, you're creative, you're insightful. And so they said, that's the sort of happiness we want, where you're able to, again, have this balanced act of life. And so that's basically the question we explore, right, is how do we arrange our lives to be like that? So, again, we're not searching just after good emotions, although those are good things. We're searching after something that's really going to last, which is this flourishing human life.
And bringing back to where it was separated, so the Greeks separated it. So obviously the secret sauce here, if you will, the path to happiness is by those questions being the same. What do I need to be happy, and what do I need to do to lead a moral life? Right. That's the end game. Who separated it? Did you say?
So I didn't say it's kind of a complex history. It's one of those things that happens over a couple centuries, but I think it comes down to this question. Do we have a human nature that tells us how we should act, right? If we think there's a way that the human person was created, then we can set out a template that we can all follow to happiness, right? But around the 1300s, you start having some philosophers kind of get rid of that idea and deny the idea that we have a human nature. And at that point, we can't really lay out this template anymore, right? We can't say this is what a happy life looks like. So we're kind of stuck just saying, okay, pursue good emotions. So that's kind of where that falls apart, right?
So I want to dive in a little bit to, again, the life you're talking about. The ideal, if you will, Professor. You know, what lead me to what is the ideal? How should I lead my life, given what you've done in laying out history?
Right. And so, if you go back into this tradition, the answer would be you should form virtue. Now, what virtues are is good habits, right, for every capacity that we have, our ability to think, our will. I mean, let's choose something like courage, right? Your human ability to withstand stressful and frightening situations. So they recognize that, you know, left to our own devices, we often run away, or some people are more bound to, you know, kind of overreact. And they recognize that for every human situation, there's kind of this balanced approach that we can take. And they didn't mean balanced in the sense of mediocrity, but they meant balanced in the sense of controlled by reason. And so they recognize that if we're actually allowing our reason to be in control, as opposed to just our emotions, that's going to be a huge first step in kind of developing these virtues. Right?
Right,
the reason that virtues matter. Hold
that,
yeah.
Hold that thought, if you would, Scott. We're going to take a quick break here and come back on the other side of the break. I love this. I absolutely love this. You know, I love it myself because it fills my bucket, gets you thinking about these things.
Oh, yeah.
But what I love more is that students at a university are absorbing this and trying to get on the right path at that precious young age.
Be great.
So great. More after this.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break.
I'm happy about this weather. Is what
I'm
very, very, very happy. The pursuit of happiness. We are just scratching the surface of this profound topic today with Professor Scott LaFleur from the University of Mary College at Arizona State University, where this class is taught. My daughter was a a student in it. That's why I've gotten spun up about it and wanted you to know about it. More importantly, just about the question and to really think about it. And literally, we've got, you know, 7-8 minutes left in the segment to finish this, so we're only scratching the surface. But we're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience is awaiting, and I'd have a cookie today if I were you. I really would. I'd have a cookie because they're homemade. I said earlier, they're grandma's recipe. The Clark Erickson family recipe that goes back generations. Buy 2 fresh-baked cookies, get 1 free today, and the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is on. Lasagna, Swedish meatballs, Salisbury steak. How about cheesy taco hot dish? Who I'm talking about? PetroServe USA. Professor, wanting happiness, being happy, is something everybody wants. You get it. What people don't think enough about, and that's why I love what you're talking about here, is how do I get happiness? Do I get it from a new truck? Do I get it from a bigger lake place? Do I get it from a 4-car garage? Do I get it from more dollars, more money, more things? And if I connect what you said earlier, what is morally good with what is happiness, a lot of the stuff we think makes us happy is lower on the list, right?
I think this kind of answers why, for, you know, over 2,000 years, there's been like a philosophy of ethics. There's been morality, right? It's not because people woke up one day and said, let's just come up with a bunch of rules. But they said, like, how can I arrange my life such that it has the right balance of responsibility and meaning and purpose, right? And so that's where a lot of these questions come in. And so obviously it feels good to buy a new truck, but I think we all know that that's only going to last so long. Right. I think that's just kind of a clear perception that we have, because even after I have that truck, I'm going to keep searching after happiness. And, you know, I think you said it perfectly, is this is something we're constantly searching after, but I think we very seldom sit down and say, what am I actually searching after? Right. We're very hesitant to actually get clear on it.
What would you say, Professor, is the difference between happiness and mindfulness? Because people say happiness comes in short spurts, or happiness comes when you're on vacation or this and this, but you always want to be mindful of being great, of being, you know, virtuous, et cetera.
Right. I mean, I think there's a lot of different ways to parse out the word mindfulness, but, like, let's just be, you know, general about it. I if we mean something like staying in the present moment, being aware, approaching life with gratitude, those would all seem like components of a meaningful life, right? I mean, I think we all kind of know of the person who, no matter what you do or what they receive, they're going to be cynical. They're going to be bitter, right? And that is a mindset reality. And so we do have a lot of control over this. You know, as we talk through things like mental health, which I'm certainly not a mental health expert, is, you know, that there are things that are chemical realities. There are things within our control. And, you know, what I tell my students is the good news is even if we can't control everything, we can control quite a bit. And the reason that's good news is it means we can change quite a bit. And I think mindfulness would be, we could say, like a tool or a very important component of this balanced meaningful life.
What advice do you give the students, and that includes Kevin and Todd and I today as your students, to get to that place where, you know, as you talked about, the virtuous, which I always, you said it a little bit differently, but we're saying the same thing, the habitual choosing of what is good. And if you really think down deep, you know what is good. You know, I mean, you don't need a professor to tell you what is good. You know, is this the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? And if you get that sort of model down to the smallest decisions in your life, you're going to find a place that is peaceful. And in my mind, that's what brings you happiness. But what advice do you give students to find that spot? How do they do what you're talking about here?
Right. And again, I think this is the sort of thing where, you know, we could talk for 90 minutes for a full semester on it. But I think the first piece of advice I would give is get clear on an actual vision of happiness. And this isn't make it up on your own, because when we try and make things up on our own, we do miss out on about 2,500 years of accumulated wisdom, right? We recognize that when people live a life, when they live a full life, they might have something to say to us. And so that's why we, you know, this is basically a philosophy course, but it's until you're clear on your goal, things are going to kind of be a mess, right, until you're clear on what you're striving after, and you use the word peace, which I think is an incredibly important word here, until we have a clear vision of this and we know what we're actually striving for, when we're faced with an option for immediate gratification, but we know it might kind of work against us in the long run, unless we have a clear long-run vision, we're not going to find the internal reason to kind of sacrifice in the present, right? So the first thing I say is recognize, you know, the again, good news, bad news thing. It does seem like there is some objective reality of human happiness, right? It's not just a matter of us doing whatever we want. The good news is that means it's out there. The bad news is that means we can be wrong about it, right? And if we're wrong about it, we might find ourselves running in the wrong direction. So that's the first thing I say. The second thing I say is try and live, again, this balanced life in a bunch of different ways. Again, I know studies have shown that things like this are true, is when you live a life where you're engaging your mind, but also engaging your body, you're going to be far happier, right? Because the human person is complex. We have all these different kind of facets of human experience. And so if we're actually engaging ourselves in a holistic manner, that does seem to increase kind of this idea of a balanced, meaningful, responsible life.
This is so fun to think about. And you know what? The students are getting it at Mary College, Arizona State University, and University of Mary for that matter.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is not easy. And, you know, but we have plenty of time to get it right. You know, the reason I mentioned peace is because, you know, the good book couldn't be more clear that one of the things, you know, Jesus said many times was peace be with you. And I'm kind of a hothead. So there's times when I'm, you know, revved up and mad about this, and then I say to myself, it's not very peaceful. You know when you're not being peaceful. You know when you don't have that sense of peace. And, you know, but the tools you're giving these students are going to be things that don't happen immediately, but they don't need to. Right, Scott?
Exactly. No, that's exactly right. Again, it's a long path. And we're not trying to solve all the world's problems in, you know, a 90-minute lecture. We're trying to give tools that can help to formally reshape a life.
You get better at it every day. And, you know, today, maybe one out of 100 scenarios, decisions were made with virtue. Tomorrow could be two. And then three, as you say, we're talking
exactly.
about 2,500 years of teaching here that we don't pay enough attention to. Fascinating topic. Scott, I really appreciate you doing this today. Appreciate you taking good care of Haley Grace Hammond and all of the students at Mary College at ASU. And this was fun. So we'll do it again. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Scott LaFour, North Dakotan, teaching at Arizona State University. Part of that mission for Mary College or the University of Mary has. And I can't figure out why our public institutions in North Dakota aren't doing the same thing.
Well, just remember, money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a boat.
And a boater.
And
you can have some fun doing that.
A chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
USA Radio News with Lance Pratt.
Author J.D. Vance won his Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio overnight after he soared to the lead when former President Trump endorsed him.
Good times and bad. When things were rough, when things were good, we didn't have leaks in this campaign. We didn't have people stabbing each other in the back. We were a team, and we will be a team all the way to November.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked during a show in Los Angeles, California, Tuesday night. after a man reportedly jumped on stage and attempted to tackle the comedian.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up with a sheriff's hat.
Dave is fine. The alleged attacker was injured after roughly a dozen people attacked the attacker. The unidentified man was carried away in an ambulance. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Say
money can't buy
everything. Well,
maybe so. You can buy me a boat. Amen. All right. Yeah. The key is to be, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not the professor. 28 before the top of the hour, brought to you by Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Wellness Factory. Listen to the customers. Talk to the customers and say, how has that splash pool changed things for you? 60-some degrees today. What a day to buy a pool. And you know what? If you say, hey, I want that sucker up by Memorial Day, they'll have it done. That's how they roll at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Maria and I were in the hot tub last night having a great conversation. It's just, everything's better when you're in a hot spring spa. Vince Webker says it well. You're better above the water, below the water. It is just the real deal. Sauna. I was in there last night. Oh, my gosh. I think better in the sauna.
A little wellness. A little sweat the toxins.
Exactly. And it's just fabulous. It'll change your life. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.com or stop and see them. In front of the Walmart. On the South Expressway, Bismarck, also in front of Grand City's Mall, Grand Forks, and next to Spitfire in West Fargo. If you listen to no other interview this week anywhere, I want you to lean into the radio right now and listen to Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker, the conservative thought leader on the movie 2,000 Mules. Dinesh, welcome. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Very excited about this movie. I think it's going to be my biggest one yet, and the topic could not be more important.
You're so right. 2,000 Mules is the movie. What is 2,000 Mules? What do we need to know about it?
Well, let's start by talking about a mule, because a mule, this is a term that is lifted from, drug trafficking or sex trafficking, except here we're talking about ballot trafficking. So a mule is a professional, a paid operative, hired typically by a left-wing organization to deliver fraudulent and illegal votes to mail-in drop boxes. And the reason why I use the title 2,000 Mules is that in the key swing states that decided the 2020 election, working with a group called True the Vote, an election intelligence organization, we've identified 2,000 of these mules dumping hundreds of thousands of fraudulent ballots into these drop boxes. We're talking about places like Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, Arizona, Milwaukee, Detroit, the greater Philadelphia. So the exact areas where the election was decided.
How do you catch them? How do we know this happened?
We know this happened for two reasons. What this organization called True the Vote did, a very inspired kind of idea, is they bought the cell phone geo-tracking data of these areas. So what they did was they purchased 10 trillion pings of cell phone data. Now, it turns out that inside of our cell phones are apps, I mean, thousands of apps. And when we sign up for these apps, we maybe unwittingly give permission for aggregators to collect this data. And this data pinpoints your location, not only in space, but in time. And it also pinpoints your movements. You can see the cell phone kind of moving through time. So what True the Vote did is they said, okay, let's buy the data from October 1, early voting, all the way through Election Day in places like Atlanta and Phoenix and Milwaukee. Let's buy that data. Then let's run a search algorithm to look. Let's pinpoint these drop boxes, these mail-in drop boxes, and let's find mules. Let's find cell phones that went to 10 or more drop boxes. Why? Because there's no innocent reason to do that. You set a very high bar. You don't want to get any false positives. You don't want some guy who says, I put my ballot in a drop box and I went to another drop box. If you know what, I just had to tie my shoelace right there. So you don't want to get people who say that they were wrongly included. So since there's no rational reason to go to 10 drop boxes except to dump off a whole bunch of ballots, you set a high bar and you run the search. And guess what? Turns out that there are 2,000 mules who went to 10 or more drop boxes. Notice that this is a gross undercount of the total number of mules. It's only the most industrious, the most egregious mules. The actual number of mules is much greater than 2,000.
And the other piece, you know, how you mentioned the two key pieces, obviously one is this data that's available. What else do you have?
Well, the second one is even more crushing and is key to the movie, and it's called the official surveillance video of the states themselves. I want to be really clear. We're not talking about video that some dude, you know, took from his truck using his iPhone. I'm talking about the video installed by the states themselves that you can obtain legally through public information records. Now, the beauty of this is that the geo-tracking data and the cell phone data corroborate each other. And here's what I mean. Let's say you have Dinesh's cell phone. I'm a mule. And you can show me from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning, let's say on the night before the election, I'm driving from one county to another. I'm going from one drop box to another. I'm dumping in ballots. Now, it turns out there may not be surveillance video from all those drop boxes, but you find one drop box and you have the surveillance video. So you know I got to that drop box at, let's say, 2:30 in the morning. You go look at the surveillance video, and whoa, there's Dinesh. He's in a hoodie. He's jumping out of his car. He parks in the middle of the street because, hey, it's 2:30 in the morning. No big deal. And then he looks to the left and right to make sure no one's looking. He's got a big backpack full of ballots. You notice that Dinesh is wearing gloves. Why? Because he doesn't want to leave fingerprints on those ballots. And you also notice that when Dinesh is dumping those ballots in the drop box, he's taking photos. And you think that's really strange. Why would you take photos? This is not a selfie. It's not like I voted. The reason that the mules take photos is to prove that they were there so that they can get paid. They get paid per ballot. And so all of this is on video. And so the movie is full of mule upon mule upon mule dumping these ballots, fraudulent ballots, in the middle of the night. And when you look at it, it blows you away.
And what you've just described is against the law, correct?
Absolutely. You're watching felonies being committed in front of you. And I want to be really clear about why that is the case. Because there are some states that permit vote harvesting. Now, vote harvesting is you can give your ballot to some other guy and have him return it. And if you have liberal harvesting laws like California, you can give your ballot to anyone. I could go to my neighbor and say, hey, Fred, you drop off my ballot. Perfectly legal. Now, in the swing states that we're talking about, the rules are more restrictive. In Georgia, for example, you can only give your ballot to a family member, or if you are in a confined facility like a nursing home, to a caregiver. That's it. Nobody else. But the point I want to make is in no state is it legal to pay anyone, let alone a mule, to go deliver a ballot. Why? Because the moment that money changes hands, the bribery issue comes into play and the ballot is automatically fraudulent. So in California, if I go to my neighbor and I say, drop off my ballot, no problem. But if I say, drop off my ballot, I'll give you $100 to do it, that's illegal. That's a fraudulent vote. That should not be counted.
Who's the star of this show? Who was the worst offender?
Well, this is a show in which you've got, look, the mules, it's like in drug trafficking or human trafficking, the mule is just the delivery man. It is the nonprofit leftist organizations in these cities that hires these guys. And who are the mules? Well, a lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them are like Antifa BLM types. And I'm not just saying that. In the movie, we actually run a kind of overlap between a database of Antifa rioters and mules, and it turns out there's a pretty big overlap.
Wow. So, yeah, great point. Well, the technical lawbreaker here is the actual mule. The enterprise behind this is your typical leftist, sometime radical, violent leftist groups.
Not only that, Scott, but I think in a more deep sense, the left is really good at coordinating with each other. So in comes Mark Zuckerberg, puts in $400 million, and he goes to these cities and counties, and he says, listen, I got a bunch of money for you, but you're only going to get it if you install all these mail-in drop boxes. And you've got to put a whole bunch of them in the inner city. So this is not a case where the cities want the drop boxes. Zuckerberg goes, I'm a great guy, I'll pay. He uses his financial leverage. Think about it. A private citizen is coming in with cash and strong-arming these cities and counties into installing these drop boxes. Now, I'm not saying Zuckerberg knows about the mules, but what I am saying is without the drop boxes, the mules have nowhere to go.
What should be the reaction, the outcome that we point back to what you've uncovered here, what you're going to show the American public? And before we leave, we'll tell you how you can watch this at home. If it isn't at a movie theater near you, unfortunately, there's not many near us. We were hoping to change that. But Saturday, you'll have a chance to watch this and have a little Q&A after it and maybe invite some friends over to the house to see it. But I want to jump to what you think will be, or at least should be, as a result of what you've uncovered here.
Well, I will tell you that for people who watch the movie, and it's now played in some theaters in a limited theatrical showing, this dead silence when the movie ends. I mean, different than my earlier movies in which people get up and cheer, they're all fired up. Here, it's sort of like I got to think about the implications of what I've just seen, because what I've just seen has never happened in American history. In fact, the Constitution doesn't even anticipate it. The Constitution says the electors vote, and then the both houses of Congress ratify, and then the president is inaugurated. But the idea that it could come out later, that the guy who's sitting in the White House got there through a system of illegal cheating by his own side, I mean, the Constitution does not even provide for that kind of possibility. So the implications here are huge. And I don't purport to know them or to resolve them. The movie merely shows what happened. And I'm hoping an intelligent debate will come out of this that doesn't go into full denial. You know, the most secure election in history. I mean, nothing could be more ridiculous for anyone who sees this movie than to have that viewpoint as you come out of the theater. It's impossible to have that point of view. So we need a real debate about how to fix these problems. By the way, the Democrats have been doing some voter fraud going all the way back to the 19th century. I mean, in Tammany Hall, the immigrants come off the boat. It's like, hey, sign this ballot, we'll fill it out, and here's a bottle of whiskey. But what the point is that in the 2020 election, because of COVID, the rules changed dramatically. Tens of millions of mail-in ballots, suddenly the mushrooming of all these drop boxes. So I think what happened is that the fraud, which was there, but a small part of the election, now became a big part of the election.
Some people call this legal theft because the constitutions were twisted in these states. I mean, there should not be mail-in voting when it's not necessary, right? How about mailboxes? Should we have drop boxes? That's ridiculous, isn't it?
You certainly shouldn't have private citizens able to have this. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's leftists were infiltrating election offices, literally administering the election from the inside. And I think, look, I won't say whether we should have mail-in drop boxes, but I think if you do, you need 24-hour surveillance on all of them, because that alone would be a check against the mules. You'd have it all on tape.
The one and only. Dinesh D'Souza, just hold that thought because we're going to come back here after a break. Is this fascinating, guys?
I mean, that's so exciting. I can't wait to see it.
If you aren't hanging on every word, I'm telling you, you should be, because it is just phenomenal what he's talking about here and what's going on. Brought to you today by Gateway Building Systems, by the way. The folks that understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., these are the folks that provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and more, helping farmers customize their operations. It's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and designing to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, rest assured knowing Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Take advantage of their discounts right now on Brock solid bins. Go to gatewaybuilding.com for more. Gatewaybuilding.com. More with Dinesh D'Souza in a moment.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. We buy cars. Bring yours in today for immediate purchase. And by the way, yours, your warranty's for a lifetime on new Buicks, GMCs, and there's over 75 used models in stock, various types, makes, models. Get yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Back with Dinesh D'Souza, filmmaker for 2,000 Mules. Dinesh, our friend Mike Lindell is on a different track, taking evidence from Mesa County, Colorado, has it in court now in Arizona. But that track is a challenge to prove, as we found out. This is, you've already got the proof here. What should be the remedy for this?
Well, I don't know. And I say that because I think we are sort of in uncharted territory. When I started this project, my view was, listen, nothing can really be done. The election is a fait accompli. Biden's in the Oval Office. I thought to myself, the purpose of this documentary is twofold. Number one, to tell the truth, and number two, to prevent it from happening again. But then as I dug into it, I became a little dissatisfied with myself, and I was thinking to myself, look, you know, when Lance Armstrong cheated, you know, let's just say he took illegal drugs, he won the Tour de France, what, 8 times? They took away all his medals. Why? Because it's like you can't have the benefits of cheating. So I say to myself in some way that it's too simple to just say, you know what, let's just dust off and move on. Let's just work it out for the next time because, as I say, this is an extremely serious violation. We could go back to 1960, you know, a little bit of fraud in Cook County might have tipped the election for JFK, but that's in one area. To have systematic organized fraud in the 5 battleground states that decide the election, I mean, this has never happened in American history.
So, back to the math of 2,000 mules, you mentioned the key states where this happened. Are you identifying in your movie enough fraud to overturn the result in those key states?
Yes, we do a very careful math, and I'll kind of tell you how it comes out, because we do a math for just the 2,000 mules. We say, let's pretend like this is the only fraud, that these are the only mules, that there weren't any, even though we know there were a lot more mules, because if you lower the search bar from 10 drop boxes to 5, a whole bunch of new mules pops up. But let's just focus on the worst offenders, 10 drop boxes or more, these 2,000 mules. And then we calculate the fraud, not just in the aggregate, but in each state. And we show that a couple of those 5 states would stay in the Biden camp. It's a lot of fraud, but not enough to surmount the difference between the two. But in 3 of the 5 states, the fraud is more than enough, and it tips those states into the Trump column. And actually, if you redo the electoral math, which we do in the movie, it becomes a very narrow victory for Trump.
I want people to watch this. As you say, we don't have enough theaters to be able to get people actually in the theater in our region. Tell us how we can watch it on Saturday.
Well, go to the website, which is 2000mules.com. That's the number 2000mules, M-U-L-E-S.com. There's 4 or 5 ways you can get the movie. Obviously, you can order DVDs, but there's a fantastic virtual premiere on Saturday, May 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern. And what's cool is we're doing it live out of a theater in Vegas. There's an opening program. They play the movie, so the movie will be screened, and a live Q&A afterward. And all that is for the same price of the movie ticket. So go to the website. You'll see virtual premiere. Click on that and check it out for Saturday. Now, beyond that, the movie will be available for digital download. I'm not putting it in Amazon Prime or Apple iTunes because those are all cancelable platforms where I could be taken down. So you'll see from the website the movie is only on uncancelable platforms, but it'll be widely available for anyone who wants it to get it this weekend.
I don't know what grounds they take it down on. All you've done is shown the publicly available information to prove this out, but I know that's wishful thinking on my part. And the website is what, Dinesh?
The website, again, is just 2000mules.com, 2000mules.com.
And what reaction have you had so far? I've seen some thought leaders in the conservative movement who had not previously really weighed into whether or not the election was stolen, saying there's no way this election was real based just on this movie. What reaction sticks with you the most from this?
Oh, the reaction of people who see it is overwhelming. I mean, for a lot of people, it just is a massive vindication because they suspected it. It's kind of like you know, something valuable's been stolen from your house. You know who did it. You don't want to make an accusation. You're not sure. Well, this movie takes you from I knew it to I can prove it. I think that's really powerful. The left is really flummoxed by this, by the way. I put out a trailer a few months ago, and there's not a single fact check on it. This is the most fact-checked topic in the world, but the reason they can't fact check it is they can't say, where'd you get the video, Dinesh? I got it from the official surveillance video of the states. Why don't you turn the video over to Brad Raffensperger, the Secretary of State in Georgia? I don't need to turn it over to him. He already has it. He took the video. So there's the quality of the evidence here is so unimpeachable that the other side, I think, is a little stunned. And they're trying to come up with clever arguments to refute this, but there really aren't any.
Any reaction from government officials, as you say, Raffensperger, who's the Secretary of State, how about the counties involved here? Anybody saying, boy, we got a problem here, at least recognizing what you have unearthed?
I believe, Scott, this is all going to happen. Let's remember the movie is brand new. It's shown in limited theaters so far. We actually have our big premiere just coming up this week. This Saturday is the first time it's available nationwide in the virtual premiere. Next week is really when it's out there. So I'm going to be watching carefully to see the reaction from the left, from law enforcement, and, of course, from the GOP.
Fantastic. Well, you're a hero to do this, Dinesh. Appreciate all of your work, but certainly this one is going to go down as one for the ages. 2,000 mules. See it, share it, get the word out, and let's see where this goes. Dinesh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
All over it. Cannot wait to see it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know what happened. Now I can prove it. Yay.
Texter says, now that is disgusting. There has to be a way to get rid of someone who cheated to get in the highest office of the USA.
Yes.
Bye. We knew this all along. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Have a great day.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I am inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our five escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibit. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.